The core theme is the detailed regulations for various offerings and priestly duties given by the Lord to Moses for Aaron and his sons. Establishing the sacrificial system for Israel during their wilderness period at Mount Sinai. The main characters are the Lord, Moses as the recipient of the commands, and Aaron and his sons as the priests who implement them, defining their roles and sustenance within the community. The Lord instructs Moses on procedures for guilt offerings, requiring full restitution plus a fifth for sins like theft or deceit, followed by a ram offering to the priest for atonement and forgiveness. Regulations for the continual burnt offering follow, mandating the altar fire never go out and detailing the priest's routine for handling ashes. Instructions for the grain offering specify how a portion is burned, and the remainder, without yeast, is eaten by Aaron's male descendants in a holy place. Regulations for the sin offering dictate where it is slaughtered, that the offering priest eats it in the sanctuary, and rules for cleansing vessels. The guilt offering is similarly slaughtered, with specific fat parts burned on the altar, and the meat eaten by priests in the sanctuary. Laws for the fellowship offering distinguish between thank offerings, which must be eaten the same day, and vow or free will offerings, which may be eaten the next day, with leftovers burned on the third day. Prohibitions against eating fat or blood are given, with the penalty of being cut off. Finally, portions of the fellowship offering the breast and the right thigh are designated as the perpetual share for Aaron and his sons from the Israelites. This passage completes a section of Levitical law, systematically outlining the practical and ritual management of sacrifices from the people's obligation for restitution to the priest's maintenance. It solidifies the economic and sacred structure of the priesthood, anchoring their role in the daily operation of the tabernacle. The New Testament reference later uses this principle of priestly sustenance to support the provision for those preaching the gospel, while the psalm response shifts the focus from ritual mechanics to the attitude of thankful sacrifice and reliance on God.